Welcome to a Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special. All this week, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are focusing on you, our partners. Find out how together we are making a difference around the world.
I said, you must change your way of thinking from the curse to the blessing. From I can't to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You must do it. I don't care who. Well, Brother Copeland, you see, I'm not in the ministry. Well, that's your fault. You may not be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, but you're in the ministry. And everybody, every human being ever born of a woman on this earth, every human being that ever stepped foot on this planet is called of God. God has a master plan for your life. I'll tell you, when Gloria started preaching that, she and I have realized that even back there 41 years ago, thank God we finally got over on the master plan. And this is not just for preachers. This is not just for apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, or singers, or somebody. No. God has a plan. If God has called you into the car business, you ought to do it by the word of God and by the word of faith. God has somebody called for every job in this world, not because you need the job, it's because He needs you in that place. And that's the major thing that has to change in your way of thinking. If you're working in a job to make a living, you're way out of line. You don't just go jump into any job that comes along. You pray and seek the Lord and find out where He needs you. Find out where He needs you. Does He need you in the real estate business? Does He need you as pastor of a church? Does He need you helping the pastor of a church? Where does He need you? That's what you need to be seeking. You don't go to God and say, oh, God, help me get a job because I need this and because I need that. No. You go to God and say, where do you need me? What do I need to be doing? Where's my place? Where's my calling? Dear Lord, it may be on the other side of the world. Don't let that bother you, because that's where your victory is. I'll tell you, I can give you some shortcuts in this. One, if you'll just start, you'll change your way of thinking over onto the love way. If you'll start loving God first, and then you start being determined to love people in His name and become a giver and not a taker, and you become a forgiver and not a condemner, and you get over on that, I'll tell you what, you can cut a lot of corners with that. And I'll tell you another one. Start asking God where the church is you're supposed to be a part of. You get where that church is and you'll be right in the middle of everything else where you're supposed to be. Because you find out where that church is, you're going to find out where your job is. You're going to find out that that's where your security is. That's where your joy is. Amen. Now, why do you go to church? Well, Brother Copeland, I go to church to learn the word. I go to church to do this and that. You're way out of line. What? I know. That's the religious Babylonian way of thinking. Well, then why am I supposed to be going to church? Well, how about to help the pastor? You need to be going to church because God needs you in that church. God needs you to be there. He's got something there for you to do. You need to be there praying for the pastor. You need to be there praying over that neighborhood. You need to be over there praying over that city or whatever the calling of that church is. Well, all you have to do is get it over in the will of God. Get it over into His operation and start giving instead of taking. And it begins to work. So all of that is to take you from the curse way of thinking. I'm talking about getting over on the blessing side of everything. Stay on God's side. Hey, Well, I tried that giving. It didn't work. I'm going to have to go out and get me another job. Oh, I see. Since God's word don't work, God doesn't work, giving doesn't work. So now you're going to go get it done. Really? God can't do it, but you can. Brother Swaggart told me one time, he said, man, they were behind on that radio bill. And he said, man, I'm up walking the floor. And he said, what made me mad was Francis was sound asleep. He said, Dwanda, why ain't she worrying? Don't she know we're in debt and we're behind on these bills? And he said, I'm walking the floor. Oh, God, oh, God. And he said, God interrupted him and said, Jimmy. Or Jimmy was saying, how am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to pay these bills? And the Lord said, Jimmy, what's the matter? He said, oh, Lord, I'm so far behind on these radio bills. I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I'm afraid the whole ministry's going to go broke. He said, Jimmy, have you got the money to pay them? No, sir. You know anybody got the money to pay them? No, sir. Sounds to me like you're already broke. He said, I stood there a minute, and I thought, I ain't going broke. I'm already broke. What am I worried about? Why am I upset about going broke? I'm already broke. And he said, Lord, I'm already broke. I'm going to bed and go to sleep. You take care of that. And he said, I went over there and woke Francis up. I said, glory to God, we already broke. And he said, she thought I'd lost my mind. But he said, thank God I found out I was already broke. Well, when he realized he's worrying, when there wasn't any use in it, it's what God was getting through to him. And God was having to manipulate him like he's had to do us in the past to get us to roll all of our care over on him. You get out from under the care, then he can move on it. But as long as you're trying to be your own God and meet your own needs and you're trying to get it done, and oh God, help me, well, he'll just let you go on. Well, don't he know I'm in there so bad? Yeah. He's easily touched with the feelings of your infirmity. But his feelings won't get you healed any more than yours will. And he's certainly not going to heal you because the two of you feel bad. Now, that's right out of the Holy Ghost. You all said amen.
Amen.
Or oh me. No, no, no. I just can't seem to touch God with my problem. Now, that is genetically altered Bible. That is pure religion. He's easily touched with the feelings of your infirmities. But he's not healing anybody because he feels for you. He could sit there next to you and cry for a week just like you. It wouldn't do a thing. But he is certainly not going to heal you just because you don't feel good. Or you're hurting. Or you're crying. It wouldn't take but one 24-hour period if he met needs just because the need was there that he would be following the devil around. The devil would be controlling God's movements wherever he went. All he'd have to do is start a fire over here so God would go over there and put it out. While he's over there, he'd start one over here and God would have to go. God's not going to follow him around or anybody else's unbelief. You can cry and squall and bawl till you go to heaven. And Dodie Osteen used to say to John, when John was first trying to get her to get a hold of the confession of the word, and she said, I'm going to put on my tombstone. See there, I told you I was sick. But when she finally got hold of what was happening, that Jesus was appointed by God as high priest of our confession, then you're going to have to be saying things that he can work with. He is not the high priest over sickness and disease. What? You heard me. He is not the high priest over sickness and disease. He's the high priest over healing. He's Lord over sickness and disease. He's already defeated sickness and disease. He has already bound it up, cast it out. So crying over him to get rid of the sickness and disease in your body, you're asking him to move over out of what he's called to do and get over into something that he's already done. He is called as high priest administrator of the healing blessing. You get over in that and receive. You're already blessed. You don't have to ask God to bless you. In fact, you're out of line if you do. You're already blessed. You're supposed to be blessing somebody else. Amen. So now, let me give you these. Number one, don't talk lack. Don't join in with the recession. Don't join in and talk that stuff. Don't talk it under any condition. Don't talk it because somebody else is talking it. If they bring it up, what do you think about the recession? Don't even tell them what you think about the recession. I don't care who it is, somebody you know or somebody you don't. So, I don't care nothing about talking about that. My brother Copeland, that's kind of rude, isn't it? Well, you don't have to say it rudely. They want to talk about it, you don't. Well, what do you think about the high price of gas? I'm not thinking about it. I just soon not talk about it. Well, what's the matter with you? Don't you even live in this world? I live in it, but I'm not of it. I'm not spending my time thinking about that. I'm spending my time thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who's my provider. And it don't make any difference with him whether it's a dollar a gallon or $10 a gallon. He'd care less one way or the other. It's my job to give and believe I receive. But I'm not going to stand here and talk to you about recession. I'll stand here and talk to you about the blessing of God. Amen. You must become a good steward of your own mind, your own words, and your own actions. So just don't do it. And in order to do that, you have to make a quality decision about it. I'm not talking this anymore. Get over on the blessing side.
My dad got saved through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And, it's had a rippling effect in our family. And if he hadn't been obedient to the Lord and go on television, and my dad got saved, well, my dad has since passed away, and I know I'll see him again. And because of, you know, Kenneth being obedient and going on television, and, well, I'm saved too, because, you know, Dad passed that down. And we now have a heritage of faith, which we wouldn't have had without him.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries was established in 1967. Since then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have remained faithful to the call of God to preach the uncompromised word of God to the nations, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Over the past 41 years, over 66.5 million people have made Jesus their personal Lord and Savior through this ministry and others that we support. Thank you, partners, for being a part of this tremendous miracle and helping us declare that Jesus is Lord. For over 40 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has taken God's message of love and faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around, reaching out to millions of people in real ways, ways that have changed their lives. Kenneth Copeland Ministries cares about you. We desire for you to know what partnership really means. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive an interactive study guide, an audio teaching of the anointing and partnership, and covenant promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland pray over their partners daily. You'll receive in-depth insight into the ministry of the Apostle Paul and what Kenneth Copeland learned at an Oral Roberts tent crusade that opened his eyes to the power of partnership. Plus, you'll receive a DVD entitled We're Here For You that covers the various KCM ministry outreaches. The time for change has come. Real people, real relationships, real life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We're here for you. To become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free new partner package. To order your copy by phone, call us at 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. We want to help you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Together, we can make a difference. As our soldiers prepare to serve this country, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is reaching out to them. Recently, Kenneth and Gloria were part of the Word Explosion in Fayetteville, North Carolina, ministering to soldiers and their families from Fort Bragg.
You know, just to come from Iraq and say, hey, Kenneth Copeland is going to be in Fayetteville, I'm taking leave to be there for that. So that's huge. That's huge when they can be other places.
You put your faith on the line, and then you stop the fear, and you believe only, you shall be made whole. You shall walk out of that financial trap. You shall walk out of that hospital room. You shall walk out of that family situation. You shall walk out free, praise God, and no demon in hell can stop you.
It's powerful. I mean, it speaks volumes. You know, us in the military, we have different sayings and we have different things that we do. Action speaks louder than words. You know, action speaks louder than words. And we say things like, you know, when it's time to do that execution, you know, we give a command and it's time to execute. That execution part is the piece that Pastor Copeland showed us today. It's the execution. Not only did he just talk about it, not only did he talk about the chaplain down and not only did he make some arrangements, but he showed up. It's the showing up that just speaks volumes to everybody to see, and especially those in military.
The blessing overcomes the curse. The blessing of healing overcomes the curse of sickness and disease. We can live free in our bodies and be healed. We can live blessed in our finances and have abundance, regardless of what's happening around us.
Wherever we go, we're missionaries on that front, kind of by driving force, and that's what faith is. If we take that and we believe it in faith, as Copeland Ministries teaches, straight through the Word, then when we go out into the mission field, which is what we do in our tour of duty in Iraq or Bosnia or Afghanistan or wherever it is, and we apply those principles, we're going to see God move, you know, amazingly, drastically in that area.
We have had the Word here. We had Brother Copeland preaching the Word, and you see the soldiers, and not only soldiers, but you see the civilian people responding to the Word. Brother Winston, he preached.
When you get kingdom-minded, then you know that God takes care of everything. Church-minded just won't do that. When I say that, I mean religious-minded. I'm just coming to church. Yeah, pray the Lord. This is the day. That's all right. But the enemy doesn't care how many times you come in here, as long as you don't use any of it out there.
That's the way the things of God are. When you believe His Word and you receive it, I mean repent, and it's yours now. Turn around and you can have it now. It's already there. It doesn't have to be shipped from heaven and take 3 months to get here.
It's great to know that we have a God-fearing man like him that supports the military. And it gives us that courage to, you know, do the Lord's work, knowing that we have support from the outside of the military.
In the book of Romans, it talks about the military, the police officer, all that wear the sword in behalf of the people are ministers of God for our sake, and they do not wear the sword in vain. And the Lord spoke that to me many years ago and said, I'm going to hold you responsible for teaching these young people how to go to war and teaching them what the Bible says about it. Because our people, Tim, our military is the finest trained military on earth. But you are not trained yet if your spirit's not ready for war and if your mindset isn't ready for war. You can be physically trained, have the best weapons in the world, but then you come home all messed up. But if you go to war armed before the Lord and He removed His enemies from before your face, then the scripture says in Numbers 32, then you return guiltless before God and guiltless before the nation. So if you obey God's word, you not only be successful at war and combat, he said, I'll teach you fingers to fight, but you come home and sleep like a baby. God's still taking care of you. So a true warrior is a God warrior. And so that's the reason why. It's an assignment from God, and I'm glad.
It's a great opportunity to become a partner, and it's certainly worth being a partner because the support that he gives the military is just great.
This ministry has a heart for soldiers. We, back in the very beginning of this ministry, when the Lord began to teach us to put prayer first, pray, preach, not preach and then pray if you have to, but put prayer up top. And when we began to pray that, the Lord pointed out for us to begin to pray. As you pray for ministers of the gospel, then you include the military, the police officer, those that serve the people. And as we began to do that, oh my goodness, it just, the Lord just exploded in us and around us from with revelation concerning that you need to be a God warrior, not just a good warrior. You need to obey God's word. And when you do, you're successful wherever you go. I don't care if you're in what kind of combat you're in. This is a combative life. We are not civilians. We're in the army of the Lord. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. Scripture says we are. So wherever the line of battle is, financially, sickness, disease, salvation, deliverance, military, the police officer, wherever it is, it's a battle to the finish. Thing of it is, it's already finished. Amen. Somebody said, that don't make sense. Wasn't made to make sense. It's made to make faith, praise
yes,
God.
Right.
And we want to thank you, partners, for making it possible
yes.
for us to minister to our troops. To get you get the same reward as Gloria and I do. So together, we get this thing done. Praise God. Amen. Now, don't talk lack. Don't join the recession. Don't talk about it. The book of James was raised in the household with Jesus. He learned this from Jesus personally. He watched him. He saw him. He understood him. And he thought he was crazy, like people think you're crazy, until after Jesus was raised from the dead. And then he got not only born again, baptized in the Holy Ghost like everybody else, called in the ministry as an apostle. And he said that you can't, if you have bitterness in your heart, you get bitter about looking at all this stuff that's falling on you. Oh, God, why me? Hush! Don't do that. The Bible, I said the book of James said, don't lie against what the Word said.
This is right.
Yeah, this is true. I don't care how you feel. This is true. Amen. This is the truth. Like the Rothmans, when their house burned down. I mean, she said it took more than we knew we had in us to keep my mouth shut and say only what the Word of God says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Now, that's suddenly getting blindsided. One day everything's wonderful, and the next day your home's just burned to the ground and that kind of thing. Now, before you can walk in the blessing of Abraham, you have to accept Jesus, the Lord of the blessing, as your Savior. Now, let me tell you what the Scripture says in Acts chapter 3. You are the children of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. That's what he came for. That's what he does today. And before you do one more thing, before you breathe one more breath, pray with Gloria Mia right now. Just pray it out loud. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the devil and all he stands for.
I renounce the devil and all he stands for.
I repent and I renounce the past.
I repent and I renounce the past.
And I receive my salvation.
And I receive my salvation.
My forgiveness.
My forgiveness.
And my cleansing.
And my cleansing.
Fill me with your spirit.
Fill me with your spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that with Gloria and me, let us know. Use the information on your screen because I want to send you these five little books plus this little simple brochure. It is that easy. You don't have to go to school 12 years to learn how to study your Bible.
And that's the
it
way you grow.
It is that easy. And these little books will help you get started.
And
praise
free.
God. Yeah, free. I'll pay the postage on them. Praise God. Amen. We want you just as excited as we are and as prosperous as we are. Amen. So let us know. And besides that, it thrills us when we find out that you prayed with Gloria and me. Last year, and over 220,000 people wrote in, called
praise
in
God.
For these little books. Praise God. Amen. So we want to hear from you. God bless you. Gloria, you're just beautiful tonight.
You're so kind.
Had to tell you. We'll see you tomorrow. And remember this, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, log on to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Don't forget to receive your free new partner package by visiting our website or calling 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Get rooted in the Word of God in 2009. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Branson Victory Campaign March 5th to the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, then to Long Beach, California for the West Coast Believers Convention June 29th to July 4th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Come to Texas for the Southwest Believers Convention August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, or visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
I'm connected. It's like that blood covenant. You know, I am connected. I know that whenever I sow my seed into their ministry, I am not just sowing the seed into the ministry, but I am helping them do the ministry when I can't go all the places they can go. And that makes me a part of everything they're doing.